All new, just in time for Tax Day 2024, the 17th edition of Rich States, Poor States, the Alec Laffer State Economic Competitive Index went live. The report that I co-author with Dr. Arthur Laffer and Steve Moore uses data on the 15 essential economic policy variables that measure the competitiveness and the economic outlook for the 50 states. Since we launched the project back in 2007, this report has documented states that cut taxes, reduce burdensome regulations, and craft taxpayer-focused budgets attract more residents and jobs. But one thing that has not changed since the start of this project is that Utah has taken the top spot in the economic outlook rankings once again, a position it's earned through years of consistent and innovative free market policy improvements. In 2007, the state took the historic step of implementing a flat tax, which was a huge improvement to the fairness and efficiency of the personal income tax. Utah's pioneering truth in taxation policy has helped keep the property taxes in check for state taxpayers. And most recently, the cuts to the flat income tax have helped keep the Beehive State out in front. In the 2024 legislative session, which just concluded in Salt Lake City, lawmakers cut the personal and corporate income tax rates for the third year in a row. But these latest Rich States, Poor States rankings show that Idaho comes in at second and Arizona at third. Both of these states have been improving for years and are coming close to catching Utah potentially for the number one ranking. These states have adopted policies like right to work and small and efficient state government, along with regulatory reform, that have really led the way. Idaho and Arizona were part of the recent flat tax revolution in 2022 and ditched their outdated, burdensome, graduated, progressive income taxes for simplified flat taxes. Arizona in particular is very competitive since its 2.5% flat tax is the lowest rate of any flat tax in the country. Of course, there are some states which levy no income taxes at all, and Rich States, Poor States also ranks them as some of the most competitive in the nation. In this new edition, Texas, which is one of those states that avoids an income tax, saw one of the biggest improvements from last year. The Lone Star State reached its all-time high ranking of sixth best in the new report. The lack of a personal income tax and other pro-growth policies have made it one of the fastest growing states in America, and landmark $18 billion net tax cuts in 2023 boosted its economic outlook even higher. It should come as no surprise that California and New York bring up the rear of Rich States, Poor States economic outlook rankings. California ranks 47th, and New York has been ranked dead last for 11 years in a row. The big government policies driving these poor rankings are driving multitudes of hardworking taxpayers out as well. In 2023 alone, New York lost about 217,000 and California lost 338,000 people to domestic outmigration to one of the other states. These states have some of the highest taxes in America, most progressive income taxes, and countless other policies stifling growth and driving individuals and businesses away. Most recently, a $20 an hour minimum wage specifically for fast food workers took effect in California. Already, residents of the Golden State are bearing the burden of higher prices and fast food restaurants are reducing staffing. On top of this, California faces an absolutely shocking $73 billion budget deficit. It should also come as no surprise that the biggest winners from Americans voting with their feet have been at the states that have embraced pro-growth economic policy and ranking well in Rich States, Poor States. Americans have flocked to the two largest no-income tax states, Florida and Texas, leading to economic growth, job creation, and strong state revenues in both cases. Since 2020, nearly 1.5 million Americans have moved into these two states on net. What an incredible demonstration of the fact that Americans vote with their feet and vote strongly in favor of states that embrace economic opportunity and more freedom. In the laboratories of democracy, the key policies that determine the Rich States, Poor States Index make a difference in economic performance and growth. Americans continue to look for these opportunities to enhance their standard of living across state lines, seeking the states that provide the greatest opportunity and prosperity. And as the rankings have shown now for 17 years in a row, prosperity and growth come in states that embrace low taxes, free markets, and limited government. For more information and to see how your state ranks in Rich States, Poor States, please visit richstatespoorstates.org. For American Radio Journal, I'm Jonathan Williams. Thanks for listening.